This podcast is brought to you by The Superfan. Are you tired of sweating in blazing weather? Well, here's a solution. Stay cool when the weather is not with The Superfan. This high-tech device is a fan that follows you around with a battery charge of up to 4 whole hours. You can buy one now at www.superfan555.com for only $200. Use promo code FRIEDRATS for 10% off. And remember, stay cool when the weather isn't with this super fan.
Kid Talk, better than TED Talk, TED Talk, better than any talk,
Let's talk!
These are all important issues New Yorkers are worried about today.
I think the big issue is the cost of a MetroCard. If you have a job, you shouldn't have to pay for the commute. If you're going to school, you shouldn't have to pay for the subway. And I think it's unfair that I have to pay $1.50 every day.
The metro system is already super rich.
That's true.
They don't need more money. They already have plenty of money. I don't know why they have to charge more money. But I don't think that is as important as Pokemon Go. Which?
It's an addiction. People have hacked into each other's phones.
That's true. But at the same time, it has become very popular. I went to Ecuador, and by the time I came back, Pokemon Go was already huge. I love Pokemon. I know all the names. And when I went to the mall, there were tons of Pokemon in Macy's.
I agree with you. It's a cool idea, but people really need to look where they are going. Pokemon Go gets people to go out into the real world instead of sitting indoors eating chips.
Neither of these are most important. I think the real issue here is Trump. Trump's an idiot. He doesn't know how to do anything. He has a big mouth. He says a bunch of stuff, but he doesn't know how to do it.
He is a disgrace to our country.
And he has horrible hair and needs a perm.
Clearly, every New Yorker has an opinion on what big issue is facing our city right now. The four of us have different opinions on these topics, so we wanted to know how other New Yorkers feel.
So we hit the streets to find out.
Hello, my name is Giovanna.
Hello, my name is Alexis Alzamora. And would you like to take part in a recorded conversation or podcast?
Would you like to participate in a podcast?
Yes.
Okay, let me get the card. What are your thoughts on the MetroCard increases?
That doesn't bother me so much. It's still cheaper than me buying a car, paying car insurance and gas. So it doesn't bother me too much.
I'm pretty fine with it. I'm happy that we don't pay for young kids on the subway.
It's unfortunate that the fare has to increase, but it's understandable that they need to fund the system somehow. So I think it's okay.
I would say I don't enjoy it, but it's very convenient.
Do you think that it's safe on your bus or your train?
Yes, I do.
I feel pretty safe on buses and trains, on both.
Do you have any other big problems do you have an opinion on any other issues that are going on today?
Quite a few.
I think a major problem is not having enough bike lanes right now. People want to get out and use the city, not just in the cars, but they want to be able to bike to work, bike to school.
Refugees around the world, presidential candidates.
Have you heard of the new popular app, Pokemon Go?
I have it on my phone. I downloaded it for my children, yeah.
Have you played it?
I have seen people playing it, but I haven't played it myself, so I don't really know too much about it.
No, I haven't, no. I've watched them play it, so I get the idea of what you're supposed to do. And where we live in London, in Newington Green, there's a very rare Pikachu, which seems to be causing a huge kind of massive excitement amongst all the kids in the park at the minute.
What about Pokemon Go?
I don't know too much about that to actually have issues with it, but yeah, maybe my son does.
What's your name?
Romy.
Hi, Romy. What are your thoughts on Pokemon Go?
It's dangerous. Because you can bump into a tree or a car. And, yeah, it's dangerous.
Many people feel it's becoming a problem because a lot of people are not being aware of their surroundings.
I would agree with this, and my husband as well. It was one of the first things he thought that he didn't like about it, was because he'd seen lots of children just walking around like that with the phone in their face and really not taking in any of their surroundings or looking at their feet and where they're going. I would agree that it could create a lot of problems.
So would you use it or would you not use it? And why?
I would use it because you get to travel around the city, but it's not good for your eyes.
After we went to the field and interviewed people, we discussed the issues ourselves.
Some of us were surprised about what we heard.
Some of us were even shocked about what we heard.
And in some cases, people were saying that some of the things that we also believe.
When I heard my interview with Alexis's mom, she said MetroCards are worth it and are cheaper than cars. I partially agree because trains are cheaper, but in the long run, the government will make it more and more money until we are bankrupt. If minimum wage goes up $4, MetroCard fare should go up 50 cents to 0 cents, a ratio of 4 to 1/2.
The person I interviewed said Pokemon Go was a dangerous game, but okay for children. I highly agree with this. Even though this game is dangerous, it is perfectly good for people who are going to be aware of their surroundings.
When I heard Gio interviewing a kid, he said he thinks Pokemon Go is dangerous and it hurts people, but it's fun and he plays it. This proves that people who play Pokemon Go know it's dangerous and know that it can be bad.
I heard an interview about MetroCard fares. I agree when they say that the MetroCard fares might be rising, but it was worth it because of how helpful they are. Because they can get you anywhere in New York for a reasonable price.
Thank you for listening to our first ever podcast.
What are your thoughts?
Share your ideas with us on Geo School's Opinion Bathroom Stall.
The best idea gets a free face hat, and if you don't know what it is, then you don't win one. Is your face jealous of your head during the winter? No need for jealousy anymore with the face hat. Now your face can have the same luxury as your head. Go to facehat.com for more info.